Blog Talk Radio.
Today, you can start to claim the life you are meant to have. I'm your host, Reverend Deborah E. Lake, here to share my 12 principles to help you be all the way in your life. Clear your mind. Open your heart and join me. You'll be glad you did. Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's All the Way In for Friday, September 11th. I'm your host, Deborah Lake, and we're recording live from Chicago. Today, before I start, I want to take a moment to remember the men and women who were killed and injured on this day 8 years ago. My heart and prayers go out to the family and loved ones on this day, especially. It's 5:30 Central Time, and you know what's here? All the Way In. And I've got a really, I think, an interesting show for you. At least I hope you will find it interesting. Tonight's episode is titled "Off." I'm off to run my marathon. You know, many of you already know that I started training for my first marathon back in April of this year. Partly because I've been sharing some of my experiences in a three-part marathon series. The first episode in the series was titled, Who Would Have Thought? And that was broadcast live in July. I talked about my process of thinking about and deciding when and how, and then preparing to train. The second episode, titled Marathon Mentality, was broadcast in August. And in that episode, I talked about what kind of thoughts and feelings get in the way of our success and what kind of thoughts and feelings help us succeed. For that show, my friend Damian Vernardo, who was training, he was also training to run at the time, he joined me and shared some thoughts as well. Now, these two episodes can be downloaded from my website at Deborah, the biblical spelling, DeborahELake.com. And the third episode in this series will be broadcast in October. I am going to wait until I come back from running the marathon and give myself some time to process the experience so I'll have something to actually share. But today, I'm preparing to go, and I'm going to share some of my feelings and thoughts as I prepare to leave. I'm going to be running in the middle of the marathon this Sunday, a week, Sunday the 20th. So I'm in the middle of the process. I'm literally in the middle. I'm at the end of the training. And at the beginning of actually running, I'm in the transition of moving from one place to the other. And like most transitions, this is a major event in my life. And like most major events in our lives, one of my reactions is I'm both excited and terrified at the same time. I'm excited about going to Maui. I've done a lot of traveling in my life, but I've never been to Hawaii. And that's a place I've always wanted to go. So I'm excited about going there for the first time. I'm excited about actually running and completing a marathon. And I'm excited about crossing that finish line. When I think about crossing that finish line, I just smile and I just get excited. But I'm also terrified. And a lot of it is because most of this is unknown. I don't know what it's like to actually do a marathon. I know what it's like what the process has been for me up to this point. So I'm moving from what is known into the unknown, which I'm sure you all are very familiar with. When, even now, when I start, like on my long training runs every Saturday, you never know what a training, what's going to happen. You know, if you're going to say you're training for 10, you're running for 10 miles, you don't know what's going to happen in mile 5. You don't know what's going to happen in mile 8. You just don't know. And you don't know what will happen 15, mile 15, 20. So that's part of what's, you know, in the mix with me, the unknown. So right now, I'm mostly concentrating on keeping myself, of course, centered and reminding myself of from where I've come. And that's something that we can do in our lives every day, keep ourselves centered and remind ourselves from where we've come. These are some difficult times for many of us, economically, socially, politically. There's a lot of unrest in our country, of bickering and fighting and mudslinging and all kinds of stuff that's going on. And so I think it's a good idea for us to concentrate on keeping ourselves centered and reminding ourselves from where we have come individually and as a country. Because when I first started training, I was very much out of shape. I still have some way to go, but I was really out of shape. I could not run. There's no way I could have run a mile. I couldn't run 40 seconds without having to stop and walk completely out of breath. So now I can do far more than that, and I don't have the stress and the complaints that my body used to give me when I would push past 40 seconds, a minute, you know. I don't have that anymore. So that feels good. And that's one of the things that I definitely am going to keep in mind, because you feel good, and it brings me joy, and I enjoy this. It's also a spiritual discipline, which I will be talking about more in the last of the series for the marathon in October. Another thing that I've been thinking about is, how will I feel when I cross that line? How will it change me, that moment, that second when I cross? Getting to that line and crossing it, and it's going to, I know from the process of training, it's going to involve some intense feelings, and it's going to be an intense process. And I really don't know how that process will mark me. How will it change me? What kind of marks will it leave on my mind and on my soul and on my body? I expect that they will be good. I know that they will be good. But I just don't know how the changes will manifest in me and in my life. And that's also part of the excitement, knowing that there's going to be a moment that I can identify in my mind and on a place in the map where I will be changed. I don't know how. I don't know what it will be like, but I know I will be changed. I'm going to show you, I'm reminded about something. There's a DVD that I'm going to tell you a little bit about. It's been on my mind since the last couple of days, since I've been preparing for the trip to Maui. And the title of the DVD is Spirit of the Marathon. And it documents the process of training for and then completing a marathon. And if you're thinking about training, or if you just want to have an idea of what it might be like, I'd recommend that you check it out. You can get it online for free. So several people are followed during this DVD. It's like a documentary. And some are running for the, they're running to cross the finish line. That's, it's a race for them. And they're running to beat everyone else. And they are really fast, and their story is about completing, and they're competing to win. And their whole training process is about getting faster and beating their own time and being aware of the times of others who are as fast. So I'm nowhere in that league, as you probably already know. The people that I found more compelling, because probably it's more like me, were the ones who were running for other reasons. For instance, there was a father and daughter who were running together for the first time. The father had run several marathons, and the daughter had been there and knew about the process and everything. But his last marathon, the year before, she was so inspired by her father's journey that when he crossed the finish line, she said, "Next year I'm going to be here with you. If you run next year, I'll run." And they did. They ran together. And it was interesting to see how they kept each other going in the training and how they kept each other moving even through the actual marathon. There was also a young man who was planning to run with his wife, but an injury stopped him. And he was very disappointed and sad and frustrated. And I could connect with that. I could connect with his sadness and his frustration because I felt that the times that I couldn't continue training because of the really hot days and I hadn't really figured out how to handle the heat. I'm still working on that one, but I'm much better than I was. Or because I hadn't figured out what my body needed in the way of food and when, and I had to just stop and come back the next time, and I know that feeling. So what I'm saying is the human being and human experience of being in relationship with ourselves and with others was what I found very, very compelling about this DVD, and it's also, it makes sense because that's what I find most satisfying about the whole training process. Being in relationship, a very intense relationship with yourself, and being in relationship with others and watching new relationships grow out of your struggles and watching how your relationships with the people that you had relationships with before, how they change and how they deepen. That's been my experience. All right, all through the months I've been in relationship, of course, with myself. And it's not to say that I wasn't in relationship with myself before, but the relationship is far more intense. I was in touch very, very deeply, down to the core with my body, so I could learn what my physical needs were at the fundamental level. And that's not something that you really think about a lot. You just say, "Oh, okay, I'm hungry," and grab something. I was in touch with my mind in a very, very intense way, so that I could learn what I needed to change in my mental approach and in my perception, so that I could stay focused and keep my energy flowing through my body. And I am very intensely in relationship with my spirit, so that I could learn the lessons that were waiting for me around the next corner, or I guess you would call it, if you're from the South, you'd say the next bend, and or the next mile. I had to be open, keep my spirit. And to do that, I had to be very intensely aware. Because a lot of times when you're really pushing yourself, sometimes you shut down and you start to close yourself off. And you have to be intentional about keeping yourself open. And, well, I did when you're in this kind of new thing. So the other part of it, the human relationship part, was being in relationship with people. during these training months. My coach, I talked with him, and I would tell him what was going on with me as far as it affected the marathon. And we'd talk about it together. And so that we can make sure, we'd make decisions and tweak what I was doing and tweak what I was eating so that the experience would be as successful as possible. I was in contact still in a very different way and intense with my partner. I would talk with her and share my fears and my joys and my chump triumphs and setbacks. I don't use the word failures anymore. I either call them setbacks or opportunities to overcome. So that she's been part of that whole process, and that has affected our relationship for the better. So there are friends and my family and my colleagues, and that was another relationship. And I communicated with them and asked them to show their support in whatever way they could, and they did, and it made a difference, and it makes a difference. And that's how I got to where I am now. I know that some of you know that I run alone, but I'm not alone. I'm not alone out there, and it's because of the relationships that I have and that I have found in the process of training for this marathon. So that's what's in my mind and in my heart. And there are probably other things that I'm leaving out, or other things that I haven't quite processed enough to bring to the fore. That I will probably talk about in the third show. Another thing that's running through my mind right now, though, is what next? That old question, what next? You know, some people, I don't remember who told me, but when you watch football and you think, okay, is he gonna? Somebody throws a long and he's going to the end zone to make a touchdown, and you say, well, think about catching the ball. Don't think about getting to the end zone. Catch the ball first. Don't say what next. This is what I'm doing. But I can't help it. I have to acknowledge the fact that thought creeps into my head. What next? I try not to give it a lot of energy, but it crosses my mind, so I have to own it. Because I do know that the more we try to push a thought out of our minds, the more persistent that thought becomes. And it's best just to own the thought and then decide what you're going to do about it. So that's where I am with that. What next? I've been wondering, what will I do when the weather gets cold? You know, I'm in Chicago, and the winters are usually pretty brutal. I'm not going to mince any kind of bones about it. It gets cold and windy. So I wonder how I'm going to keep the process, the progress, keep the process going and keep the progress that I've gained. I'm going to do that over the winter. You can't get out there on the lake. Well, I guess you can, but I'm not sure I'm going to do that. And I wonder, will I train for another marathon? I really enjoyed this process. And I could see myself doing another one, but that's one thing I have to put back and concentrate on completing this one first. So I'm going to take a break right now, and I'll pick up when we come back.
I didn't know my son was gay. I found out after he told me he had AIDS. I'm a good mother. I love my son. But being gay goes against everything I believe in. I was too ashamed to talk to anyone about this. I was angry. I blamed him for bringing this on himself. I blame him for embarrassing me and my family. His doctor gave me a copy of Your Neighbor Has AIDS. I still struggle some, but at least now I can be a mother to my baby because he needs me now more than ever.
If you want help coping with a loved one's HIV status, get Your Neighbor Has AIDS by Deborah E. Lake. Available now for $17.95 at deborahelake.com, amazon.com, or bordersbooks.com.
So we're back, and The Neighbor Has AIDS. I want to tell you a little bit about that book, because, especially since I'm running to raise money for HIV and AIDS. The book is about, it's four family members and loved ones of people who are newly diagnosed with HIV. And we're coming into the time when the country is going to be more focused on HIV. Every year we go through the cycle where we do shows and we have a lot of awareness about it. And one of the things that my book does is it helps to empower those who want to help and want to be able to support their loved ones as they go through the process of learning about the fact that they're HIV positive and incorporating that information into their lives. There's certain reactions that happen that are common. Not every reaction is, but there are some general reactions that are what people experience, and it's important to be able to reach out to the support system that they have already established as they move and transition, like I am, transition into a new set of support and expand their base of support. So I hope you'll take a look at it and pick one up. So back to things that are on my mind. Another thing that I've been thinking about is what kind of emotions will I feel as I cross the line. I've seen people who, we've all seen people who accomplish things that they really struggled to accomplish, win a race or get a diploma or even get the job that they've wanted, and just really worked toward getting and preparing themselves to be that person. And I've seen some of the reactions that people have, but I've never crossed the finish line in a marathon, so I have no clue what's going to happen to me. Will I just collapse and fall out and say, carry me to my room? or will I be sobbing? Or will I just say, yes? I don't know. So that's another thing that's really been on my mind. And that's kind of trivial, but it's there, and I'm sharing it with you. So that's pretty much all I have for today. And I want to thank you for listening. And I want to thank you for listening to my previous shows and for supporting the people who have supported my process to this point. I want to say thank you. I want to take this time to give you a big, warm thanks. I've had people give donations in my name, and I really appreciate that. And I've had people show their support while I'm out there running, and it really has made a difference. Don't think that it hasn't. And one of the things that I would like to leave you with as we prepare to sign off is to remember that sometimes the least little thing, just a wave, can make some people's day, some person's day. Just a nod, something simple like that, or holding the door open instead of, letting it just slam behind you in someone's face. Something simple like that makes a difference, and it creates an energy that you send out, and it builds and it grows. I'm going to ask you to do an experiment. Those of you who drive in traffic, you're in traffic, and it's backed up, and people are merging into a lane that you're in. Do this. Let the person in front of you who's trying to get over just slow down and make space. Okay? Now, the traffic is moving slowly. I wouldn't recommend that you do this at 60 miles an hour. But look in the rearview mirror and see if that you'll see that it changes. You'll see people behind you. Even if people ahead of you have been, you know how they nose up and I'm not letting you in, I'm going to take a chance and ram someone in front of me to keep you from getting a car length in front of me. We've seen that. But you can stop it. We can stop this kind of stuff one person at a time. One person at a time. And just do that experiment. And see in your rearview mirror, see if it doesn't catch on. It will. And that's how we can stop HIV. The spread of HIV will stop one person at a time. Being in relationship with yourself, being in relationship with one another, is how we will stop the spread of HIV. One person to one person. To one person. This is Blog Talk Radio, all the way in for Friday, September 11th. Tune in Friday, September 25th for my special episode on fitness. My guest will be, and I will talk about getting and staying fit. And you can find out more about that on my website. I'm Deborah Lake. And I'm here to let you know that you can recognize and you can claim and you can live fully in your life. Good night. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and remember, live all the way in your life. Until next time, stay connected. Visit DeborahELake.com. And while you're there, sign up to follow us on Twitter. Or check out upcoming All the Way In programs. You'll even find free downloads of our previously recorded shows. You can find us on iTunes as well. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to allthewayin@deborahelake.com. I'd love to hear from you. All the Way In is a production of Lake Enterprise. That's it for today. Thanks for listening, and remember, live all the way in your life. Until next time, stay connected. Visit DeborahELake.com. And while you're there, sign up to follow us on Twitter. Or check out upcoming All the Way In programs. You'll even find free downloads of our previously recorded shows. You can find us on iTunes as well. If you have any questions or comments, send an email to allthewayin@deborahelake.com. I'd love to hear from you. All the Way In is a production of Lake Enterprise.